A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our new program called Knowledge and Wisdom. This program includes various topics which will give a deep insight about the knowledge and wisdom. So much to learn from, inshallah, but today in specific we'll be learning about the fada'il of offering salah with jama'at, inshallah, from Quran and ahadith. So much to learn from. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will listen with utmost focus, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, عَلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالِ مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ إِلَّا صَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مَا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ فَلْيُقِلَّ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَوْ لِيُكْثِرْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, a Muslim, when he keeps on sending salat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels keep on sending blessings upon him. Now it depends upon him whether he recites more or less. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Respecting us, we should make a habit whenever we get the chance to send salawat and celebrations upon the best of creation. We should not waste our time. We should take that opportunity, avail that opportunity, and send as many salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as possible. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, the more we'll send salat upon Nabi, the more blessings angels will shower upon us. زبان و قلب کی عظمت درود پاک سے ہے ہر ایک غم میں حفاظت درود پاک سے ہے ازل کے دن سے میرے مصطفیٰ کے چرچے ہیں ازل کے دن سے میرے مصطفیٰ کے چرچے ہیں تمام دہر پر رحمت درود پاک سے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم And establish the prayer, give zakat, and bow in the prayer with those who bow. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the hukum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the Holy Quran. This is inshallah, the topic of the day, that what we will learn from this very blessed verse of the Holy Quran. And we'll establish the fada'il, the excellences of praying with a jama'at. We will also learn the contextual background of this very verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this very verse of Surah Al-Baqarah 43, the very first part of the Quran, part of 1, has addressed Bani Israel. In the previous verse, they were given the hukum, the Bani Israel were given the hukum to accept Islam, to embrace Islam. And here in this verse, they have been ordered to do three pious acts. What are they? First order is about salah. Wa aqimus salah, meaning and establish the prayer. And the second order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wa atuz zakah, meaning give zakat. The third one is warka'u ma'ar raki'een, and bow in the prayer with those who bow, meaning do ruku with those who perform ruku. This is the verse of the Holy Quran. Very renowned Mufassir, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, has written a beautiful point here. He says that ulama of Bani Israel, the scholars of Bani Israel, they were indulged in three diseases. Number one was, they were indulged in a disease called self-liking. And even in Quran, it has been mentioned that they used to claim themselves as beloveds of Allah, right? That Allah loves them. And this was their self-liking. They used to have this disease, which was stopping them to embrace Islam, the haqq, which was stopping them. And they were indulged in that disease, that they are the beloveds of Allah. And the second disease what they had was hirs of naal, the greed of wealth what they had. And because they used to take money from people, they were ulama of Bani Israel, and people, they used to come, they would ask them the rulings of their religion, and they would also give them some gifts. In addition to this, the rulers, they had also fixed some monetary benefits which were given to these scholars of that time. And now they knew that if they accept the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's arrival, and Islam being the true religion, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the final messenger who was awaited and whose glad tidings were given in their books, and they had read all those signs, and that Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim has arrived. If they had accepted this, what would have happened was that the people would stop giving them money. Right? And the attention would divert to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the tendency and the love and affection and everything would divert to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of their nation. And nobody would ask them, nobody would give them money. And they had this mentality in the back of their mind that if we accept this truth, so our shop will be closed. Metaphorically, right? The income what we are receiving will be stopped. And this hirs of maal, this greed of money, was a big hurdle for them to accept the truth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they were the ulama, scholars. They had read the clear signs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And they knew that this Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim, who has announced his prophethood, he is the true Nabi. The signs what we have read in our books are truly befitting to this Prophet alayhi salatu wa taslim. But yet they were not accepting the haqq and truth. And the reason being was that they had hirs of maal, the greed of money. And the third disease what is mentioned they had was hasad. They had this jealousy because Nubuwwah was coming. All other prophets which came were from Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa taslim, right? In Bani Israel. But when Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's lineage, in Nabi, the final messenger of Allah, you and my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam arrived, and the prophethood was announced, right? So they had this jealousy that why the Nabi has come in the lineage of Sayyidina Ismail, meaning other than Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa taslim. So this was the jealousy they had. And these were the three diseases in their heart. What was the first one? Self-liking. حرص of مال, the greed of wealth, and jealousy, حسد. Now these were the three diseases which were becoming a hurdle and they were stopping Bani Israel to embrace Islam, to accept the truth. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed these three medicines. Metaphorically, the solution, the treatment of their disease was suggested, was prescribed, in other words, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these are the diseases they had in their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the prayer. The benefit of this salah will be that the disease in your heart of self-liking will be treated. When you will prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will put your head down in sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you would say Subhan Rabbiyal A'la, then the ghurur in your heart, the arrogance in your heart, the pride in your heart, right, that you are the only one who are beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, this will go away, and ajz will come, the inkisari would come, the humbleness will come inshaAllah azza wa jal, through the barakah of salah. And you will get rid of the disease called khud pasandi. Respect your viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further said, va'atu zakah, and give zakat. And through barakah of giving zakat, right, the love of mal, the love of wealth in your heart, okay, this disease, this will also go away. That will be treated. And the third was وَرْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, meaning, and bow in the prayer with those who bow. Do ruku with those who do ruku. Meaning, offer salah with the congregation. Through the barakah of this, when you will present yourself in masjid and you will offer salah with those who are offering salah, right? And then when you would see ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood Ayaz, na koi banda raha, na koi banda nawaz, when you will see the equality, when you will see everyone is equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in one row, whether rich or poor, whether white or black or red or any color of any race, Allahu Akbar, everyone is equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see this equality. And then this disease of hasad, jealousy, will go away from your heart. Hence, Bani Israel were told to do these three acts. What were they? Offer salah, establish prayer, and then give zakat and perform ruku with those who perform ruku. And this was nuskha-e shifa for them, right? This was a prescription for their cure, the diseases they had, the treatment for those diseases. Now, the hukm of this ayah is not only restricted to ulama of Bani Israel, but this is also for us, for me, for you, for the believers. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, offering salah, establishing prayer, right? SubhanAllah, giving zakat and performing ruku with those who perform ruku. Okay, offering communal prayer with congregation, with jama'at, in masjid, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, this will remove if any of such diseases are within our hearts. InshaAllah, they will also go away. Respected viewers, the first good act which is mentioned here is وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, meaning establish the prayer. Now we need to understand what does actually mean establishing the prayer. There are people who do not have the true knowledge of Quran and Hadith. When you tell them offer salah, right, they will say no, there's no order or hukm in Quran to offer salah. Right? So we are establishing prayer. Astaghfirullah. So they take a different meaning. They say that our salah is the salah of our heart. But we are establishing salah of the heart. Right? We are praying. Maybe you don't see how do we pray. Our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different. Our salah is different. They give you various different reasons on the name of tariqah. Allahu Akbar. on the name of tasawwuf. This is not right respect to Yusuf by the nation. The shari'at and tariqat, they are not different. They are together. They go together. They are very important for one another. The sharia is the staircase for tariqah. So without the staircase of sharia, you cannot step up towards tariqah. This is something you need to understand. So what is the meaning of establishing the prayer? Let me explain. The ulama, they have explained. Offering salah correctly, this is what it means. Right? Offering salah correctly. The way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, offering salah according to that, that's called establishing the prayer. And another meaning which ulama have said is offering salah continuously. Always offering salah. It's not just missing today and tomorrow and missing one or two and then just offering. Continuously offering salah. And offering salah on time. This is what it means to establish the prayer. Having the worry of salah. That if you have not prayed, you should remain worried. Okay, I have to pray. I've not yet prayed. So this is something also that you've got this mindset. This means that you are amongst those who are establishing the prayer. Whether you're traveling or you're not traveling, whether you're at home or you are at work, wherever you are, if you're well or you're ill, you need to make sure that you do not miss salah. Respect to Yusuf Madani Shah, this is what it means to establish the prayer. This is what it means, how we have to have khushu and khudu in our salah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in our upcoming episode, we'll continue this topic. But insha'Allah, we'll try to learn further the excellences of offering prayer with jama'at. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And continuing from this very verse what we have started. Respectfully, that's all for today. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another beautiful episode on this very topic, insha'Allah, next time. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and don't forget to offer Salah with those who do ruku, meaning with jama'at and with khushu and khudu insha'Allah, with focus and concentration insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.